Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
What would you say to that person? How can they find a sturdy place to stand?
We are our own worst critics and judges, and we do such a fantastic job of self-rejection that it's just incomprehensible to us that someone could ever love us. I mean, in the beginning of this book, Hello Beautiful, I write about all the ways which I don't think I'm beautiful. I mean, it's like everybody. I think to myself, there's a world of ugly within. I may look okay on the outside, especially if I kind of, you know, get myself going for the day. But on the inside, I say I'll pray and I don't. I forget about the suffering in the world even after I've seen it up close and personal. And I go ahead and buy another purse or another pair of black shoes. I wake up in the middle of the night and I worry. I think I'm better than others when my life goes well, even though I know I'm not. I eat too many Doritos. I watch too many episodes of The Bachelor. I assume I'm the only one. I go on. And I know, and I'm saying this right now on the air because I want people to know, we think we're the only ones. We think we're the only messed up, selfish, weeny ones. And we're not. Every one of us struggles with this. And the reality is the great Hiss loves for us to believe that lie. And our great God longs for us to believe the truth, that he loves us so much, that he actually died for us, and now he sees us through our Savior. He sees us through Jesus. You know, when Jesus dipped down into the Jordan, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, the one I am so pleased with." Because God sees us through Jesus, he sees us as beloved. He sees us as pure. He sees us as righteous. And he longs for us to see ourselves the same way.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of years and a lot of money in therapy working on this stuff. And, you know, there was one lesson that came to me just in the last couple of years. And this will help somebody who's listening right now. I knew that God loved me, blah, 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 Jesus loved you, you know, like that. I knew that. But I didn't realize how much I pushed his love away from me. And one day I was just kind of reminiscing about my mom and how she had died, what her deathbed was like. She had three children, my older sister, myself, and my little brother. And even though she was ill with many kinds of issues, when she had cancer, we tried to be supportive. My brother ran to her bedside, and he was there. And then I came next, and he told me, "Oh, my gosh," she told me she loved me, and it was a beautiful time. And so I sat on her hospital bed, and I told my mom that I loved her and that I was there for her. And then my sister came in the next day, and my mom rallied and embraced my sister and told her that she loved her. And, you know, it wasn't until, gosh, maybe 15, 20 years later, I realized, why did she tell my brother that she loved him and she told my sister that she loved her, but she didn't tell me that I told her I loved her? What was that about? Why didn't she tell me? And it was another decade, truly, Susie, before God began to show me the answer to that question. And the answer to that question, my mom didn't tell me on her deathbed that she loved me because I wouldn't let her. Because I had spent so much of my adult life protecting myself with boundaries to be healthy, to be separate from the codependency of her disease and alcoholism, that I wouldn't be vulnerable. And I began to realize that, maybe I push God's love away that way too. That maybe he doesn't seem safe to me at times. And of course God isn't. He's terribly dangerous, but in the best way possible. He's so dangerous because he took our sin on himself, and therefore we can risk drawing close to his love.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.